A new website has been created for young South Australians living in state care who are preparing to live independently. GOM Central and its companion phone game app, GOM City, have been developed with the advice of young people currently or recently in care. I caught up with Penny Wright, Guardian for Children and Young People, Nora Goodborn, coordinator for the GOM Central project at RASA, and Brooke Oliver, a young person formerly living in state care, who contributed her own knowledge and expertise to the project. Nora starts off by explaining how the idea for the project came about.
So Relationships Australia South Australia had been looking to do something for younger care leavers for a little while. A lot of our clientele are a bit older, and we kind of knew from the get-go that we wanted to do something multimedia, something online. Traditional methods of engaging with clients didn't seem to be working very well with the younger clientele, so that's why we decided to do something really different.
How long has this project been in the making?
So I think it's been talked about for a year. About 9 months ago, it sort of started. I was hired 6 months ago to do the coordination of the project, so we launched the other day. So it was about a six-month project in the actual project bit.
And of course, when you guys realised, maybe we want to be working and engaging with the young people more closely, you'd have to go to the young people to chat with them. You know, what was that process like?
Well, it was always going to be a co-design project. Yeah, that was another one of the things that were decided pretty early on. So the first step of the project was actually engaging with young people, and we did that through an online survey, and then we organised some focus groups where we really didn't take very much to the focus group, so we kind of just asked what did they want from that.
And what kinds of things did you hear?
It was really interesting. As someone who hasn't worked in this area before, I feel like I got a crash course in what it's like to live in care. I found out so much really quickly. A lot of the issues as well, it was really interesting looking at what workers were talking about as far as issues for young care leavers and what the young care leavers themselves were outlining as issues, because those two things are really different sometimes.
Brooke, what about your involvement in the project? When did you come on board to take part?
I came 3 weeks after the group was already formed, I think. I heard about it from another worker. Yeah, the focus groups were run by us, which was really good, considering the fact we're the experts of our own lives and we know the best way to transition properly.
That's the ironic thing. Often when we talk about young people, it's about them and it's not with them.
Not with them, yeah.
So how was that? Was that an empowering experience for you to be a part of it?
Yeah, definitely. To be able to design something for kids in care after I've left has been one of the most empowering things, I guess, because being able to see it from the ground up and being able to see it change people's lives as well. So
what were some of the things that you wanted to see as someone who'd experienced going through the system and coming out of it? What did you want to give to this project?
Just a lived experience and a voice from being in care, I guess. I'd like to give other people the opportunity to be able to have their voices heard as well. So I think if I share my story, another young person will be empowered to share their story, and that's what I wanted to get out of it, I guess.
Yeah, and of course your story was shared in a video that's on the website.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Nerve-wracking? No, it was good. I enjoyed it. The video ended up really well, and I'm really happy with it, and I've got pretty good feedback from it so far. So
yeah, that's really nice to hear. What about the resources that are on the site? Can you tell me about what's available for young people?
Yeah, so there's 6 videos. 5 of them are Brooke's video, kind of testimonial style, giving a bit of insight into different young people's lives and their transitions out of care, and they're all on different themes. We try to share some information, but always kind of through young people's experience. And then we've got a blog. It's called GOM Goss, and we're encouraging young people to share all sorts of things, their stories, some advice, just things they like, things they've achieved, things they've created. And we really want that to become a kind of community of young people. I think that's something that would be really useful for these guys, because often they don't have heaps of community. And hopefully some young people will come across it and find some things that are really useful for them on there. We've also got the GOM City game, which can be downloaded from app stores and play stores, and we've linked that to the website as well, so you can find it there. And that's about building skills for independence, budgeting and problem solving. It's aligned to the Australian Core Skills Framework. So trying to build in some literacy and numeracy learning techniques into that. We're going to keep building onto that as well, hopefully, into the future. It's kind of in its infancy at the moment, but hopefully that will keep going. And then we just linked a bunch of other resources that we think are really useful for young people. Like, I mean, the Office for Guardianship is one that we've linked, and Create Foundation, some grants that are available for young people, some good information for them. So
I'd like to congratulate you guys on the website. It looks beautiful. It's so colourful and really accessible. And of course, it does link to services like Elm Place, which you've said have a lot of older people, a lot of adults who use those services, and not a lot of the young people that you're hoping to give access to.
Yeah.
What feedback have you received from people about the site? Have they found it to be more accessible and inclusive?
Yeah, I think the site's like, everyone seems to really like the site, which is good. And we had a lot of back and forth between our graphic designer and the young people, graphic designer, young people trying to get it right. And so it's nice. It's, I think the format of it is, it's really nice for young audience.
Can I just say, as a guardian for children and young people, I've just been delighted to be just a bit associated with this whole project. And it's quite a funny story, I think, about how I became involved. And that was that I got a phone call out of the blue asking me, from Raza, asking me if it would be all right for the project to use the term GOM. And I wasn't ever quite sure if they were asking me because I'm the guardian for children and young people or because I was a lawyer. But there was a bit of concern that it might be a, you know, it might be a protected term. And GOM stands for Guardianship of the Minister. And it's a shorthand that's been used for a long time about children and young people who are under guardianship orders and in care. And my own office knows, because we've done surveys, we know that a lot of children and young people really hate the term. It's seen as a really a bit of a stigmatising and pejorative term. So we've been at pains to tell everybody, people who work in education, people who work in child protection, that not to use the term, and to use the term, you know, perhaps children and young people under guardianship. And then here am I being asked, is it okay to use the term? And from a legal point of view, there's absolutely no problem with it. No one owns it. You know, there's no intellectual property in it. And what I realised is that these cheeky people absolutely wanted to take this pejorative term and own it and take the sting out of it and be proud. And I just thought it was fantastic because we've seen that in other language. Language is really powerful. Mm. And the people who own the language have the right to use it how they want. So that's kind of how I got involved. Got a bit curious, asked Nora a bit more about it, and then invited myself along to one of their focus groups and meetings. And it went from there. And I've just been able to really look on and see what an amazing project it's been. And you're right, the website looks fantastic. It's beautifully designed. I went to the launch. I was blown away by the videos. They are so beautifully done. They're moving. They're interesting. They're creatively done beautifully. And I think they give those of us who haven't had the experience of being in care a bit of an insight into the challenges and also the resilience that comes out of that. Huge congratulations to the children and young people and to Raza for this amazing project.
That's really lovely to hear. It's really nice to get your perspective, Penny. And when I first heard about the website name, I thought, oh, this is interesting, this is different. But when you go to the website, you can see, ah, I see. You know, you can see that the website is completely owned by the young people.
Definitely.
It's for, which is really refreshing and I think really powerful as well. Reflecting on the process the last 6 months, what have you guys gained on a personal level? What has this project given you?
Heaps, heaps and heaps. Yeah, I think for me, experience of running a project, firstly, this is my first major project that I've run, working with different organisations to do that. Obviously, the project's Raza project, but drawing on resources from different organisations and working with the young people, like it's been such a fantastic journey. They're all my friends now. I think we're really close and just learning about their lives. It's been fascinating and humbling. I'm completely inspired by them all the time and in awe of their resilience and their power.
For me, like, the group has been about connecting at the end of the day. Like, I've met so many people in the group that I knew when I was a kid that we've moved around, done life and care, you know what I mean? We've all flexed and disconnected. So reconnecting that and educating other people, do you know what I mean? Like, that's one of the most humbling and like enlightening things to do. Like, I enjoy that, and a lot of kids in care have found their voices by being in the group. Also, as Penny was saying about being GOM kid, like being able to challenge people's perspectives and owning that, and having T-shirts made called GOM City, you know what I mean? Like, all those fun things that we were able to put forward to Nora, for Nora to be able to put forward to Raza to connect else. And, like, that was bloody phenomenal. Like, I loved it. And I think everyone else involved in the group absolutely adored it. So, yeah.
I think the groups kind of exemplify the feeling that we're trying to convey with the whole website, the whole project. Like, the connecting people, giving them a group that is supportive of them, helping them to achieve things within their life and create a positive identity for themselves. And, yeah, sharing their story with people, like, speaking back. And I think that the group did that, but also the website is trying to do that as well.
Yeah, it's a sense of community, isn't
it? Definitely.
Yeah, and I think especially when you have grown up in care, and while you know other kids in care as well, and then when you move away from that community, it's, I think this is a lovely reminder. It's like, oh, I know that person. It's yeah. kind of coming back to that experience, that shared experience with those people that you know.
There's also a lot of young people who go into care but never meet another young person who's been in care, and I think having experiences that can be really hard but not fully understanding maybe that there's actually a lot of people who go through this very similar journey, and that's something that we want the website to do as well, is connect people to stories that are maybe similar to their own, and they can go, oh, wow, like,
I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Nora Goodborn, coordinator for the GOM Central Project at Raza, along with Brooke Oliver, a young person formerly living in state care, and Penny Wright, guardian for children and young people. You can visit the website gomcentral.elmplace.org.au.